News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thornish Minister for Defence Simon Harris is set to contact the Israeli government over what he termed an utterly unacceptable attack on Irish peacekeeping troops in southern Lebanon yesterday. Cathal Berry, Independent TD and former Army Rangers with us. Good morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This has been a real wake-up call. These guys were only just in the country, weren't they?
Yeah, so the Irish troops were basically there about 2 weeks. Yeah. So what happened yesterday around midday was a joint Lebanese Army Irish unit for the patrol were patrolling around this village of Yaroun. And as they approached an Israeli vehicle, the Israeli troops there opened fire and fired between about 40 or 50 yards away from the Irish troops. So obviously a very unwelcome development, something we'd be concerned about. But the fact that no vehicles were hit, the fact that there was no casualties, and the fact that the Irish patrol commander didn't see fit to return fire would indicate that, you know, it was at the lower end of the scale, really, but certainly unwelcome.
But targeted...
Yeah, so it's assessed basically that this is containing shots were used. And what a containing shot is basically you're trying to signal to your opposite number, who may not speak the same language or have the same radio frequencies, that what the Israelis will be saying is, we don't want you to approach our vehicle any closer. We want you to turn around and basically steer clear. And that's what a containing shot actually is. But it's unwelcome and it's, you know, not the way through business.
They obviously would have been branded in UNIFIL colours, which obviously the white of the United Nations, but would it have been obvious that they were Irish troops?
No, it probably wouldn't have been obvious that they were Irish troops. Again, the Israelis could very easily be just firing in the direction of the Lebanese army vehicles as well. So what UNIFIL does, and Irish UNIFIL in particular, is they do joint patrols with the Lebanese army, which are the legitimate authority there as part of their mandate. But most likely here, you have a very young, probably low-level Israeli commander who, getting out of his Humvee vehicle, sees a patrol coming towards him and just does not want the patrol to approach, even though they're quite entitled to approach, and fires containing shots about 40, 50 yards in front of our vehicles, basically, to signal that don't come any closer. And that's the most likely scenario.
It's unsettling, to say the least, particularly for the Irish troops that are there trying to do a job. I mean, there is a sense, we know the President was making comments yesterday about the situation in Israel. You know, Ireland isn't very popular over there at the moment, it's fair to say.
Yeah, correct. Ireland has adopted a very principled stand, which is very important and very understandable as well from a human rights point of view. But Ireland obviously is just an island of 5 or 6 million people. We really need to get the European Union, our colleagues on the continent, on board, and not everybody is aligned with Ireland's position. So, yes, use the megaphone for sure, but we also need to use the telephone and work the heads of state and the heads of government around the European Union and try to get them more aligned with the Irish position. You saw what the Dutch did there last week, very, very effective, a very, very measured letter to von der Leyen, and has now basically opened up a review of the Irish European Union Association, Israeli-European Union Association Agreement. So that has real leverage. So diplomacy is really important here.
Is there a possibility, though, that some of the commentary that we have seen, and I'm not referencing the President here, but some of the commentary we've seen in political circles could actually pose a risk to our troops on the ground if it's spotted by the wrong person?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Jonathan. Yeah, for sure. Look, so Israeli soldiers, the individual soldier on the ground is very sensitive to what's written in Israeli newspapers. And it is reported, you know, what various parliamentarians in Ireland would be saying, for sure. A lot of the language, some of it is obviously well-intentioned, but it can be misconstrued as quite inflammatory. And if you look at the recent proceedings inside the Dáil there, there's a lot of vitriol being fired from various sources across the Dáil chamber, which is unhelpful, because the reality is the vast majority of TDs and senators, and I would say all political parties, are quite unified in this. A lot of common ground. They want three things. They want a ceasefire in Gaza, humanitarian access, and they want the release of hostages. So there's a lot of performative outrage, there's a lot of performative, inflammatory commentary. And it's as though that, you know, I'm more wounded by this conflict than you, therefore I'm more righteous, therefore you're the devil incarnate. And we have to be very, very careful about the inflammatory language. I just mentioned again about the Dutch approach, far more measured and far more effective, and we should be outcome focused.
Cathal Berry, a former Independent TD and a former Army Ranger, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning. Still to come on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk. First.